As part of your Austin music experience, I'm Layla Aksu, and this is your sound check. We begin this week back at Red River. Venue owners from Cheer Up Charlie's and Mohawk met with city officials and project representatives to discuss future construction plans in the area. While no concrete decisions were made, everyone involved agreed to keep looking for ways to minimize the project's impact. Construction is still scheduled to go ahead as planned. In an effort to save struggling music venues, concerned Austin music fans have put together a petition calling for rent control. While such a development may seem unlikely in the state of Texas, Austin Music People's Jennifer Houlihan says the petition is a sign of growing civic participation in the Austin music scene. You can find out more about the story over on our sister station at KUT.org and the petition itself on change.org. Close on the heels of the Austin Music Census, which highlighted significant challenges for Austin's music community, Austin Music People has shared its own biennial report on the state of the Austin music industry. The report, dubbed the White Page, addresses similar issues such as affordability, venue preservation, revenue generation, community engagement, and confusing city regulations. A full report will be made available at austinmusicpeople.org. On the weirder side of music news this week, the unheard demos from Amy Winehouse's third album have been destroyed by Universal Music CEO David Joseph. The label boss said that it was a moral decision made to prevent any posthumous releases. Linkin Park has launched a venture capitalist firm. The company is called Machine Shop Ventures and will focus on innovation. And Nick Cave has become a toy. The specialty artist Plastic God has created a series of six figures styled after the musician and each named after a specific song. That's your sound check. This is Layla Aksu for KUTX.